Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let's say some more about the Rittenhouse verdict. So Brian Stile, the congressman from the area, said, quote, anyone surprised by the Rittenhouse verdict have to stop watching MSNBC. The Republicans are exulting about this verdict. They have become Rittenhouse whisperers. The Rittenhouse whisperers are Trump, Walker, Clayfish, Ron Johnson, Brian Stile. They're giving intellectual cover by the Wall Street Journal. You're going to have the more bizarre ones who will exult over the wounds. What happens when an AR-15 round goes into a belly or a groin or a head? They will exult over it. They exult over the murder. I don't think a party that exults over murder ultimately succeeds, but in the short run, it can. Here's what happened. Why do you think that jury was out for 3.5 days? Just talking about the evidence? No. What happens with the jury and what happened here, in my view, is that initially they talk about it and maybe they take initial vote and it might be 7-5 to acquit. But there would be quite a few people who would say, well, we got to convict him on something. He went down there and he killed two people and he badly wounded a third. And the people that he killed were not armed. When a lawyer picks a jury, their objective is to pick largely potted plants and then one or two strong personalities whom they think will bully the potted plants for their line of argument. Now, that's a bit of a gamble, because if you're wrong about the bullies liking your line of argument, they'll bully the potted plants for the other guy's line of argument. But in this particular case, the defense, and they had a jury consultant, the jury consultant who consulted with O.J. Simpson on his acquittal, came up with a jury that had the bullies, the strong personalities were very much for acquittal and the potted plants weren't. And I'll tell you, at one point, the judge, who didn't help at all either, and this is a beat up old, speaking of broken down crows, Trump's description of Moscow Mitch, this particular one at one point took some issue with somebody saying something was a murder, and a guy in the jury nodded. Now, if he was one of the ones that survived the lottery, you're going to have people on that jury who under no circumstance will convict anybody who murders civil rights protesters. Nobody. You understand that? Nobody. Then they sit there with the potted plants. There was one guy, an African-American guy. There were a couple of women. You know, he killed two people. And what happens is they go 3.5 days. They go 3 days and then they come back and they say, you know, Thanksgiving's next week. Deer hunting season starts Sunday. We could be here through Christmas. Now, the jury does not know that ultimately the court, if they're hopelessly deadlocked, will dismiss them and start a new trial at the request of the prosecution. They don't know that. They think they're going to be sitting there through Thanksgiving. They have pies to bake. They have food to buy. A couple of them want to head up Saturday night so that they can be there for opening Sunday of deer season. And they got to wrap it up. And so it might go from 7-5 to acquittal to 8-4 to 9-3. And finally, there's one or two more. People are yelling at them. This has happened in other trials. I do not have a microphone in that jury room, but I'm telling you the pattern. No jury's out for 3.5 days. And then suddenly, unanimously, it had to be unanimous to acquit. This was a racial verdict in a very deep sense, the way the Mississippi verdicts and Alabama verdicts were 60 years ago. And frankly, the way the O.J. Simpson verdict was the other way. A racial jury in O.J. Simpson's case acquitted him of murdering two people when the evidence was overwhelming that he'd done it. And in fact, he was found to have done it in a civil trial. In this particular case, the The analogy is more in Mississippi and Alabama 60 years ago, just as JFK had gotten elected, started to change things. A white jury would acquit any white defendant for killing any black person under any circumstances. That's just a plain fact, a plain historical fact. Now, how did that come, that kind of thinking come to Kenosha? Let me tell you the facts. If you could have sat in the jury room, they're this. Kyle Rittenhouse, 2 weeks before he killed these people, is on a video saying that he wants to take punitive action, retaliatory action against the looting and the violence at Black Lives Matter events. He said that. The judge kept that from the jury. The judge did not permit the jury to hear that. Now Rittenhouse is going on Tucker Carlson saying, I support Black Lives Matter. What he's really saying is, I don't want a target on my back the rest of my life. He may have been acquitted, but he's not going to be walking down any dark streets by himself anytime soon. Now, let me tell you something else. Gage Grosskreutz was armed with a Glock. When he had the gun pointed at him, he didn't shoot. He did not shoot Rittenhouse because he said he couldn't bring himself to do it. Say he had. He would be defending himself. It would be self-defense. Rittenhouse was about to shoot him, and Rittenhouse had just killed two people. It would have been self-defense. Could have put a bullet in Rittenhouse. Would a prosecutor have nevertheless charged Gage Grosskreutz with murder? And would a Kenosha jury have acquitted the constructive civil rights worker who took out the fellow trying to kill him for standing up for Black Lives Matter? I don't know the answer to either one of those, but I'm going to tell you my surmise. I think that a prosecutor would have charged Grosskreutz, and I do not think that a jury would have lightly acquitted him. They would not have had the Trumpers, the bullies, browbeating the potted plants. So what's going to happen going forward? What's pathetic was, and I understand a mother's caring for her son, or the mother said, oh, he's learned his lesson. He won't go again if there's another Black Lives Matter protest in Kenosha. Oh, really? Oh, really? Killed two people. Killed two people. So what does this portend for society and for the divisions between our parties and ourselves? You got to remember something. When Osama bin Laden engineered the bombing of the World Trade Center, he said publicly that his purpose in doing it was to divide the United States, to break our unity, to break it down slowly. That was his purpose. And he achieved that purpose because what he did was hardened rigid positions on the left and the right going forward on a lot of things, including immigration, including crime, and so forth. And now it culminates in Kenosha, Les Aspin's old county. One of the counties he represented, my friend Les Aspin, one of the great congressmen in Wisconsin history. And we have this. We have a racial jury. They don't look on themselves that way. But if you go to Kenosha now, they will tolerate and excuse any killing of any civil rights worker, any killing by a police officer. Remember, it was Jacob Blake being shot that engineered all this. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.